As we find ourselves the day after the 4th of July, or some call it Independence Day, we remind ourselves what true independence is.
As Bnei Yeshiva, as people looking to grow in reverse of Hashem, we remind ourselves the mission of Pirkei Avos in the sixth parak that says, She'ein l'cha ben charen ela mi she'oseik b'talmud Torah. Who is one who's truly free? Who's a ben charen? Who's a free man? One who's oseik, who's involved in Talmud Torah, the learning of Torah Hashem. When we look at the world at large, we see people looking for freedoms, for rights, democracy. And we see very often people are just slaves. As I saw, not because I read the New York Times, but I was looking to substantiate my feelings that the world at large are slaves to their desires, slaves to their technology. I looked and I found an article that substantiates this. Again, not because I read the New York Times. I'm not interested in the New York Times. But I found an article, and I'll quote you a short line. It says, too many of us have become slaves to devices that we were supposed to free us. That society is looking for freedoms, but the very freedom they're looking for is an entrapment, is an enslavement. The technology that we find ourselves surrounded by, inundated by, very often we look to it as a freedom to give us more freedom, but in truth, it's just an enslavement. So we should follow the advice of Chazal. She'aim l'cha ben charen el mi she'oseik b'talmud Torah, and to turn ourselves to limud Torah, in which will give us the ability, will give us the kaiches that we can overcome our desires, overcome the entrapments we may have from technology, and be able to elevate us in Rosh Hashem, elevate us in how we act, our midos, and to become better people, better spouses, better sons, better brothers, and better people. So this week's Parsha Chukas. If you turn to chapter 19, Perek Yutes, look at two psukim. Yud Dalet and Tesvav. Pasuk Yud Dalet says, Zos haTorah Odom ki yamus ba'ohel, ki abo la'ohel, v'chol asher ba'ohel, yitama shivas yamin. The pasuk tells when a person dies, in an ohel, in a tent, an area which is covered, anything in that area will also become impure, will also become tamei. The next pasuk tells, the kol kli pasuach asher ein tamid pasil, love tamehu. So if, the next pasuk tells, if you have a kli, any vessel that is open, that is in that ohel, that's in that tent, that's in that area that is covered with the dead body, will also contract the tumah contamination if it doesn't have a cover fastened on it. Right? There's a caveat. It's only if there's no cover fastened on it, as the pasuk says, ein tzamid psil alav. There's no tightly fastened cover on that kli, then it will receive the tumah from the dead body. So if you look, if anybody's interested, we upload the Marma Komos. If you look from the Kajzer Magid in his Sefer Avos Yisrael, he comments in this pasuk, and he says like this. We'll read it inside. He quotes the pasuk, "V'kol kli." So if you have a kli that's open that doesn't have a top fastened on it, tamei, who? That kli now is tamei, it receives impurity. Ratza loimar, what's the pasuk telling us? Shemi shehu medaber kol ma shechoshek, ve'ein loy machson lefiv. Anybody who talks whatever he desires, He just speaks about whatever he wants. He doesn't have a muzzle. A machsim is a muzzle. He doesn't have a muzzle on his mouth. He just speaks whatever he wants. Nothing stopping him. For such a person, it's for sure he will not be saved from speaking Lashon Hara, Rechilis, Nevopeh. He was for sure going to speak all of those things. There's nothing stopping him, nothing saving him, nothing protecting him. There's no muzzle. Right? He's learning this from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says a person has to have a summit seal, a love, meaning a fastened top on the vessel, i.e. the verse Yisrael is learning, meaning he doesn't have a muzzle on his mouth, then tamehu. He's going to come to contract tumah. Vizel kol kli psuach, that's what it means, any kli, any vessel that's open. A kli can also be a reference to our mouth. Shepiv psuach ledaber dvarim betalim. When a person just speaks wasted words, dvarim betalim, he just goes on and on talking about nonsense. Asher ein lo tzom psila log, he doesn't have a muzzle, he doesn't have anything stopping, he just keeps going on and on. Ratzel loymar, she ein lo machsim lefiv, meaning he doesn't have the tzom psila, he doesn't have the muzzle on his mouth, nothing stopping from going on and on. Tamehu, such a person, he's tameh. Meaning, vaday she adam kizet tameh, who's for sure going to be tameh. Why? Because shmedabri lashon hara v'chilos v'opeh. It's inevitable he's going to speak these things. He's going to speak nevopeh, use dirty words, inappropriate, speak about inappropriate things, rechilas, gossip, lashon hara. It's impossible for a person just speaks without any control. The muzzle represents control, without any control of what he's saying, just going on and on. It's impossible that he will not be saved. He will for sure speak lashon hara, rechilas, nevopeh. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, in a sefer put together of different questions that were asked him and answers, the sefer is called Derech Sicha. And there he discusses what we find in Parshas Mitzara. Mitzara, we talk about the person who's contracted Tzaras. And if you looked at the Parshas Mitzara, say Vayikra, Perik, Yodalid, Pasuk Dalin, and there describes the process of the Mitzora becoming pure. It describes the process of the Mitzora becoming pure. As we know, Chazal tell us that one of the reasons a person contracts Tzaras, a skin ailment, a skin disease, one of the reasons that a person contracts is through speaking Lashon Hara. So when it comes to the purity process, part of the purity process is a person has to offer up shtei tziparim. He has to offer up two birds. That's a part of the process. Two birds that are chayos taharos, that are pure live birds. That's a part of the purification process. And if you look at Rashi there, Rashi tells what's up with birds. Why is the Mitzora, as a part of this purity process, why is the Mitzora offering up birds? What's the Shaychus? So Rashi tells us, the Ein Boin Al Lashon Hara. Why did the guy get Tzaras? It became because of his Lashon Hara. Shehu Maisa Pitpute Dvarim. He was just speaking endlessly. You know, as they say, he was shooting the breeze. Meaning he was aimlessly just going on and on, just talking nonsense and no meaning to anything, just shooting the breeze. And therefore, he has to bring two birds. Why? Because it's an illusion. Because what do birds do? Birds, they chirp. You ever hear birds outside chirping, talking, endlessly going on and on. So it's a representation to the stam, the chirping, the endless rambling of speech of the person had that led him to becoming a mitzara. So that's the remez that a part of this purification process also brings these two birds, because the bird represents chirping, represents endless rambling of talking and talking. But the Shiloh was posed to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. In the end of the day, fine, a person was just talking, Dvar Batalim. But the issue is Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is what brings Tzaras, not ramblessly talking and just wasting your time. Dvar Batalim, literally wasteful words, just a waste of time. In the end of the day, it's not Lashon Hara. It's not Lashon Hara in the end of the day. So what's the illusion by these birds that are chirping and just endlessly talking and talking and talking? What's the illusion? So explains Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal that he says, b'derech klal, like they ribui dvarim in general. When a person just rambling, going on and just talking about nonsense, it's almost inevitable that it will lead to Lashon Hara. It itself might not be Lashon Hara. It's dvarim b'teilim. It's just wasteful words. But very often, such a speech will lead to Lashon Hara. We find very often that a person is just, he's talking about, a party he went to, or, a certain, sports event, or a game, and he's just talking and talking and talking, and eventually it leads to a different conversation, and then before you know it, you're speaking Lashon Hara, you're gossiping, and you did it, that wasn't your intention, but it led to that, because there's a certain level of laxity. So a person, we have to remember, we have to always be careful with what we're talking about, how we're speaking, the words we use, because very often, just the littlest opening can lead to, unfortunately, very grave sins. And lastly, a bit of chizuk from the Sefer Zohar Lemiriam, which the Chafetz Chaim, we know the Chafetz Chaim from the Mishnah Berura, Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. But the Chafetz Chaim was a mechaber of, I believe, over 20 svarim. He was a mechaber of many svarim. Many smaller maybe, kontrasim or smaller svarim, but he was a mechaber of many svarim. One of those svarim is a sefer called Zochlanim, which is a sefer that speaks about Lashon Hara and the remedy. And there's a line, he quotes a medrash. In this sefer, he quotes a medrash. And he says, the east of the medrash, brought in the medrash, She'omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikol LaTzarois HaBos Aleichem, Ani Yochol LaHatzil Eschem, U'mibishoit Lashon Techaveh. He says the medrash, that Hashem says, that I have the ability to save you, Klal Yisrael, from any tzara. Mikol tzaros habos aleichem ani yochol atzil eschem. I can save you from any tzara. But, you have to remember, it's on condition. It's on condition. Condition that what? As he quotes from the Pasuk in Iyov, as long as b'shoit loshein techaveh, as long as you conceal yourself from the prowling tongue, from the tongue that searches around to speak Lashon Hara. Conceal yourself, hide yourself from that tongue. Don't speak Lashon Hara. As long as a person protects himself from speaking Lashon Hara, he's careful to speak Lashon Hara. Hashem says, Mikol tzaros habos aleichem ani yochol lahatzil eschem. I can save you from anything, from any tzara. With that, we realize the kayach. While on one hand, Lashon Hara can be so detrimental, as we see, it can destroy the base of Mikdash. But on the other hand, Lashon Hara can be the biggest Yeshua. It can be our greatest salvation. And very often, we find that we maybe speak Lashon Hara there, not intentionally, completely unintentionally. But it's because there's a certain laxity. We said something we didn't mean, maybe we didn't realize, we're just fooling around. But it's important to one eitzah, I'll tell you, one eitzah, which I found personally work, is just, they have lots of svarim, it's a Shmiras HaLashon, they have lots of English svarim, a Heritage Foundation, so many svarim. Just the mere fact that you take a sefer, it literally will take you 30, 35 seconds to read a little page each day, but it's an awareness. by reading each day, even though you don't remember every single detail of the halachos, but the fact that you are putting the effort to protecting yourself from lashon hara, maybe you learn something new. But even if you don't, the mere fact that you're putting the effort every single day, or let's say most days, you're aware. It's an awareness. It becomes something that is palpable, that's a part of your life. And therefore, that will have real big effects on your everyday life and your sensitivities to lashon hara, in realizing this is a situation that maybe I should walk away. This is not a conversation I want to have. Or maybe you'll say, you know what? I don't want to say something to so-and-so because it might lead him to speak lashon hara. You're just going to be more sensitive, more aware. By the mere fact, you're just learning halacha day. You're learning Sefer Chafetz Chaim in English, broken up into a daily limud. It will just make you more aware, and it will therefore give you a greater shmir, a greater protection, which we zoche, as the Medrash says, because tzaros abos aleichem ani yochel lahatzil eschem, Hashem can save us from any of our troubles, any of our challenges, but on one condition: we have to conceal ourselves, to hide ourselves from lashon hara, to guard ourselves from lashon hara. But that which we zoche, so ula shleima. Everyone have a great Shabbos, a wonderful week. And a summer of Aliyah, a summer of growth. We're in the summer months now. It's hard. Obviously, there's more laxivity, which is more of a reason to be more careful about what we're saying, how we're saying, what we're doing, which we zoche to turn as Aliyah over the summer.